Blog Talk Radio.
Did you listen to the game yesterday?
Yep. So you got everybody welcome to the Preacher and the Miracle Man for a Monday, May 21st. That's right, folks. We are 1 week away from Memorial Day. Later on, it won't be tonight, but it will be tomorrow or Wednesday. I'm going to take not an awful lot of time, but a couple minutes to kind of explain what Memorial Day is really about. No, it's not about grilling burgers, eating mystery tubes, also known as hot dogs, but eating mystery tubes, and barbecue and all the crazy barbecue stuff, you know, the brats and all that kind of stuff, which is all good and fun and that, and you know, it is almost summer, so, but at the same time, there is a much greater purpose behind Memorial Day, and it has to do with people who died for our country. I will explain more about that Wednesday night, actually, I think is when I'm going to do that. But for tonight, we got a late start, so I'm just going to real quickly tell you how you can get friends and relatives to listen to the show, give the phone number, and then we're going to get right into the Word of God and then some sports. I did go to Ohio this weekend and some stuff, but I'm going to do that in tomorrow night. Little monologue. Because I wanted to have a name for it kind of when I start out and I just kind of have fun and talk about what I've been up to. I like to have a name for it rather than just ramble. So I'm starting to call it my monologue. And that's what I talk about. Whatever is going on that's fun, that's going on, that's where you might hear stuff from me about Cedar Point, if I'm going, or whatever else is going on. But for right now, folks, we strongly encourage you to invite other people to listen to the show. It's awesome what we're doing. I'm not saying that in pride. Lord knows, I'm a humble man. But I'm just saying that because people have told me about how awesome they think my show is. They've actually told me. And that is why I'm proud of it. And so here's what you can tell people about how to listen to the show. So you go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com. And then you'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you would type in Upfront Entertainment. All right, that is Upfront Entertainment. And then so you'll see a link, and the link is for our show page, and the name of the page is called Living Large. That's what we call our channel, and we've done well over 140 shows, and we're so proud of what we've been doing. We love what we've been doing, and it's been amazing. you hit that follow button when you're on the website, because it lets you get notified when we're getting ready to do a show. For example, tomorrow night and Wednesday night, 6:30, we're going to do our shows then. Monday night, I think I might do a special tribute show, kind of shortened. It'll be kind of a memorial to our heroes, maybe, I'm thinking. And then we'll see. But for right now, we have a telephone number that you can call and interact and let me know how you're feeling, and we can talk about generally whatever you want to talk about. We can talk about sports, the Word of God, give your testimony, praise God. And the telephone number you can call us at is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is 215-383-3810. And then you listen for the prompts. After you press 1, listen for the prompts, and then you press 1, and then my assistant over there, she'll pick up the phone and answer it, and you just let her know. You know, she'll kind of screen it, and then she'll let me know, and then you can get on. And then this is going to be the briefest explanation of the two rules that we put forth, possibly ever. And that is, we don't talk about politics. We want to be uniters and not dividers. And then this is a family show, and we want God to be proud of what we're doing. So in short words, let's keep the politics out of this and keep it clean. So with that, let's open up with a word of prayer, and then we're going to open the Bible, and we're going to get back to Numbers. And I said I was going to start doing a series on a certain night of the week. And I am going to do it. I'm just kind of finalizing right now what it's going to be. And so I'm going to talk about things on Jesus. And I was thinking about doing possibly parables, and then miracles. I'm like going through all the miracles, but I think I'm going to do miracles and then parables, and then some of the teachings of Jesus in kind of chronological order, and like events that he went through, starting with Jesus and his birth. But I'm not going to do that this week. I'm thinking maybe next week I'll start the series. And I'm looking at do that on Tuesday night, because that way it can kind of create a testimony Tuesday, possibly, where I'm going to invite you to call into the show, take some phone, and tell us testimonies as to what God's done in your life. You know, provide opportunity for that. You can do that Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, honestly, but, you know, I was just thinking right now, you know, that possibly after I read one of the miracles of Jesus, that it'll get you to call in and talk about what God's been doing in your life. And so, with that, we're going to get into a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for tonight's show. Thank you for the listeners who have joined us. I thank you for the listeners who have made the right choice and decided to tune in tonight to this program. Thank you. The time will be well with it. And I thank you that people will get saved tonight and give their life to Christ listening to this program. Thank you that they'll be refreshed. I thank you that they will rededicate their life to Christ and that they'll learn something from your word tonight. And Lord, I thank you for the show that you're strengthening my voice and my body, Lord God, and you're putting strength in me. I thank you that you are you will use me as an oracle tonight. And to just be a trumpeter of your word, oh God. As I bring forth your word, and I thank you that I call this show blessed, Lord God. I thank you that the amount of listeners increase. I thank you, Lord, the amount of listeners increases, excuse me. And I thank you that money comes to the show. Thank you that new equipment comes to the show. And new souls come to the show. And sponsors come to the show. I'll give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's go to Numbers chapter 19. Numbers chapter 19. And we're going to study in the Word for a little while. I'm just finding something in my Bible, so sorry for being quiet. Actually, you know what? Let's go to 20. Okay, so water from the rock. And in the first month, the whole Israelite community arrived at the desert of Zin. And they stayed at Kadesh. There, Miriam died and was buried. Now, there was no water for the community, and the people gathered in opposition to Moses and Aaron. They quarreled with Moses and said, "If only we had died when our brothers fell dead before the Lord. Why did you bring the Lord's community into this desert, that we and our livestock should die here? Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to this terrible place? It has no grain or figs, It has no grapevines or pomegranates, and there's no water to drink. Moses and Aaron went to the assembly, to the entrance, to the tent of meeting, and fell face down, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. And the Lord said to Moses, take the staff, you and your brother, Aaron, gather the assembly together. Speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. And you will bring water out of the rock for the community, so that they and their livestock can drink. So Moses took the staff and the Lord's presence, just as he commanded him. He and Aaron gathered the assembly together in front of the rock, and Moses said to them, listen, you rebels, must we bring you water out of this rock? Then Moses raised his arm. Oh, and he struck the rock twice with his staff. And water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you did not trust in me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring the community into the land I give them. This is all because they struck the rock. All because he struck the rock. And these were the waters of Meribah, where the Israelites quarreled of the Lord, and where he showed himself holy among them. Verse 14, and Moses sent messengers from Kadesh to the king of Edom, saying, this is what the brother Israel says. You know about all the hardships that come upon us. Our forefathers went down into Egypt, and we lived there for many years. And the Egyptians mistreated us and our fathers. But when we cried out to the Lord, he heard our cry and sent an angel, and he brought us up out of. Now we are here at Kadesh, a town on the edge of our territory. And please let us pass through your country. We will not go through any field or vineyard or drink water from any well. And we will travel along the king's highway and will not turn to the right or to the left until we have passed through your territory. But Edom answered, you may not pass through here. If you try, we will march out and attack you with the sword. And the Israelites replied, we will go along the main road. And if we or our livestock drink any of your water, we will pay for it. And we only want to pass through on foot, nothing else. Again they answered, you may not pass through. And Edom came out against them with a large and powerful army. Since Edom refused to let them go through their territory, Israel turned away from them. The whole Israelite community set out from Kadesh and came to Mount Hor. At Mount Hor, near the border of Edom, The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, Aaron will be gathered to his people. He will not enter the land I give the Israelites, because both of you rebelled against my command at the waters of Meribah. Get Aaron and his son Eleazar and take them up to Mount Hor and remove Aaron's garments and put them on his son Eleazar, and Aaron will be gathered by his people. He will die there. Moses did as the Lord commanded, and they went up Mount Hor in the sight of the whole community. And Moses removed Aaron's garments and put them on his son Eleazar, and Aaron died there on top of the mountain. And then Moses and Eleazar came down from the mountain, and when the whole community learned that Aaron had died, the entire house of Israel mourned for him 30 days. All right. Now we're going to go to the faith chapter. And we are going to be talking about, of course, faith. Let me hear them pages turning. Hebrews 11. We're going to begin with verse 1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and being certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. By his faith, he was commended as a righteous man. And when God spoke well of his offering, and by faith he still speaks, even though he's dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. And for before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists and that he rewards them who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. And by his faith, he condemned the world, and he became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and he went, even though he did not quite know where he was going. And by faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him for the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And by faith Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father, because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. And all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on Earth. And people who say such things, they show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. He's not ashamed to be called our God. Thank God. For he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead. Figuratively speaking, he received Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt, and he gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who was invisible. And by faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. And by faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. What more shall I say? I don't have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, he quenched the fury of the flames, and he escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and he became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured. They refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. For they went about in sheepskins, goatskins. They were destitute. They were persecuted and they were mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. And they wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith. Yet none of them received what had been promised. God planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Only together with us would they be made perfect. Now, as we normally do, customarily, we are going to read the first two verses of Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, and let's fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, for the joy set before him. He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Let's check something here. Okay, so, folks, these people, I'm going to reopen Hebrews for just a second. I'm going to work through where he talks about these certain people. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Now, this is talking about people before us, but let me tell you guys something. This is going to be short and sweet exhortation, but I'm going to make this be to the point, be straight to the point. Folks, Earth is not our ultimate final home. It's not. You only live here for X amount of years, a bit over 100 if you're lucky, but after that, your natural body dies. And so, here's what happens. You have a choice when you die. There's no purgatory. There's no in between. Heaven or hell when you die. You get to choose. You get to choose by your lifestyle whether you give your life to Christ or not. Oh, and by the way, let me make myself very clear. If you do not accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will not make heaven. If you're past the age of accountability and you do not accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will not make heaven. And if you die, you will go to hell. Period. They won't be no one to bail you out. I won't bail you out. Preacher man won't bail you out. No human's going to bail you out. Because it is not, that is not jail. That is eternal hell fire. And you will be there forever and ever and ever and ever. But let's talk about the other choice. You accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. You live for him. You obey him. You keep his commands. You know. And you just, you know, live a good life. And you know, stay true to God and stay true to his word, then Jesus is going to say, well done, good and faithful servant. and you'll go to heaven, and you'll get to see God, and you'll get to be in heaven and live in eternal paradise. And no, you will not be in your earthly body. You'll have a new body. Folks, oh, and by the way, if you're older, you got gray hair, you got white hair, you won't have no white and gray hair in heaven. You'll be made new again. I'm not going to bother comparing it to anything on earth because it's going to be so different. But I know this. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome for those who accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, and they do not deny or blaspheme Him, and they follow God's wishes and laws. They will inherit the kingdom of God. They will make heaven. I know where I would go if I died tonight. I know where I'd go. Heaven. But I'm not going to speak for anyone else. Now, folks, before I change gears, just want to make sure that you're right with God. If you're not right with God, you need to cry out to God and ask Him to forgive you. Let me clear that up. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, ask Him to come in. Or better yet, call me. Call me. Error code 215-383-3810. Press the 1. I'll talk you through it. We'll make the confession. We'll do. If you do know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but you've ran away, you haven't been living for Him the way you should, ask God to forgive you. Ask God to help you and repent of your sin. Repent. And yes, repent is a totally good, clean, biblical word. I say it here on this show, but there's pastors in these super sensitive churches who won't use their repent word. And I will. And so, folks, in the last days, you get to choose your destiny. And I'm not choosing it for you. But you don't want to go to hell. You don't want to go to hell. Very miserable place. Praise God, but heaven is so awesome. It's so beautiful. And just full of great things. Now, Lord God, I thank You for this time in the Word. tonight, thank you that the listeners will get this inside of their heart, the Bible reading. And Lord God, thank you for that warning that you had me give, the challenge, I don't mean the warning, I mean the challenge that you had me give these people as to whether or not to choose their destiny. Thank you, Lord God, that these people will give their life to you and get right with you and live for you the rest of their lives, so that we can all make heaven. And it's not about making heaven. It's about living the life you would want us to lead. And I just give you praise and honor for these listeners and for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, in sports, the Detroit Tigers this past weekend played a series in Seattle. They lost the series 3-1. One of our pitchers, the main pitcher yesterday, he took a no-hitter into the seventh inning. He gives up a hit. And then he gives up another hit in the eighth. But Gardenhire, the manager, decided, I'm going to take out my pitcher and I'm going to bring in Shane Green. Yes, I called him Shane Green, not Shane Green, because when he's embattled and he's given up all kinds of crazy runs and stuff, that's what he deserves to be called. And what do you know? One of the Mariners batters comes up to the plate, pitch from Green, swinging a fly ball deep into left field, way back out of here and gone. The two-run hit, and the Seattle Mariners have tied it here in the bottom of the ninth. Yes, that's about how Dan Dickerson called it. One to extra innings, an inning later, they win in walk-off fashion, 3-2. Tigers are now 20-26. Now they are in Minnesota to face the Twins. Game time is at 8:10 p.m. You can listen to the game on 104.9 FM, WPBX, or on 790 AM WSGW. In other areas, check your local listings. I will just give one example. For example, Detroit area or generally anything on the east side of the state once you get generally south of Flint. You can tune into live night. I'm into 97.1 The Ticket, and that'll be your home of Tiger baseball. Now, they will be in Minnesota tonight, tomorrow, Wednesday, as they look to win some games and get ahead of Minnesota. And that would be awesome. NBA stuff. Wednesday night, in Western Conference final action. On Wednesday night, the Rockets win big time over the Warriors in Houston. Last night, Golden State turned the favor even further than what the Rockets had, as they won 126-85. Somebody didn't show up to play basketball last night. Maybe a couple people. Maybe all of them. They forgot how to play, I feel like, almost. I think they left some supplies in Houston, maybe. We'll see tomorrow night, though, what happens. Cleveland, the Cavs, down 0-2, needed a big night from LeBron and from other team players. They got it on Saturday night, and the Cavaliers win big over the Boston Celtics. Tonight, they have a chance to knock that series up. What do I see? Well, I'm not going to give a prediction for tonight, but I'm going to give Eastern Conference Finals insight tomorrow night. I'm going to give an insight, and it's going to be based on what happens tonight. So, if the Cavs win, my insight will be different from if the Celtics win. Am I saying that who wins tonight is going to win the series? No. But it will influence kind of what my insight is. It will influence it. And so, NHL news. In NHL news, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, in their first year of existence, they are going to the Stanley Cup Finals. You don't see this kind of stuff very often when leagues add expansion teams in the professional sports. And that year, that team goes all the way to the championship rounds. You don't see that very often. But they are. They're doing it. And they await the winner of the Lightning versus Capital series. Game one, I believe, will be on the road. Games one and two. Congrats to the Vegas Golden Knights. I just hope that no one rigged it. Because, you know, in Vegas, with all the sports betting going on and stuff, you know, you never know. But speaking of that, I don't do the sports wagering stuff. I predict, other than that, the closest thing I do to betting in that is just with a friend, you know, the little food stuff or whatever, or maybe having to do something. I don't do the big money bets. And I feel like the big sports betting thing, that is gambling, and I won't get into what all I think about that. It's your power to you. I would just say, I don't do it. It's your choice. So, I am going to just let you know. There are some writers, sports writers, who have been writing. One of them was talking on The Huge Show, which is a sports show where they talk about Michigan sports throughout the week, Mondays through Fridays from 3 to 6 p.m. on 100.9 FM. And here's what this guy said. He thinks that Michigan will finish, according to some article thing, it's predicted that Michigan will finish the regular season ranked number 5 in the AP Top 25 poll. You know, I think so. They would be just outside the college football playoff. So they would be undefeated until Ohio State lose to Ohio State. Ohio State would go to the national championship game. No, excuse me. Big Ten championship game. Win that. End up in the national, in the college football playoff. And they were ranked higher than Michigan. Michigan, on the other hand, would not go to the Big Ten championship game because Michigan and Ohio State are in the same division of the Big Ten. So they're the East, so they'd have to play someone like Wisconsin or something if Michigan were to do it. But they'll have to beat the Buckeyes to do it. And who knows? I will give insight on that at a later date. And so, until tomorrow night, folks, God first, God always. So long, and I will see all of you tomorrow night.